Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Cassie, what kind of summer is it going to be for us?
It's not going to be hot girl summer.
No?
It's not going to be sad girl summer.
No?
It's not going to be lazy girl summer.
No?
I'm calling it. It is self-care summer.
Is this an internet thing or is this a you thing?
This is a me thing and it's about to be an internet thing because I am starting it right here, right now. Self-care summer. It can be guys. It can be girls. It can be they. Doesn't matter who it is. If you are non-binary, you can participate in this summer. It is self-care summer. And here's the goal. Every day, you do something self-care oriented for yourself.
Every day?
Every day. But it doesn't have to be big. That's the difference. It can literally be as simple as sitting for 5 minutes in a quiet room and meditating. It can be a hot bubble bath. It could be reading before bed. It could be one less cup of coffee. Anything that makes you feel good. Standing outside in the sun for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Don't forget your sunscreen. Anyway, like that's the whole point is starting to make little moves to focus on yourself because I know I've been lost in being a mom and being busy with stuff. And you kind of like tend to fall to the wayside. And I started doing this every day, something like a gua sha routine, whatever it is. And I have started to feel better and better. And I've been able to add on more and more stuff. And it's making me a better, happier person, which means I'm being better for everybody around me.
I am curious what everybody on the show does for their own self-care. Like, Abby, when you think self-care for yourself, what do you do?
You know what my favorite part of my day is? Is every day I go to...
Seeing us.
Yes.
Of course.
Seeing you guys is a form of self-care, truly. Is after I get out of the shower, I have like a big fluffy bathrobe that I got. I'm telling you, you splurge on it once, every night will feel like a spa night.
I have a big fluffy robe, but ever since I had a child, I run so hot and it makes me sweat my balls off.
Not your balls.
Not my balls. In the winter, it's good to cozy up in front of a fire. But yeah, I tried my big fluffy robe the other day and I literally had sweat dripping down my boobs. And I'm like, this defeats the purpose of having a shower.
You need a silk robe.
I have to.
Oh, those feel good. Those are nice. So I know it's hard to do and it sounds dumb, but like, when you start doing it, it's not, and you really have to carve out the time. And if you say, I don't have time, find 5 minutes. I guarantee you can jump off TikTok, though that could be a form of self-care as well if you need to escape. Just find 5 minutes to start doing something and do something different every day. Forgive yourself if you can't get to it, but I guarantee you'll start to feel a little bit better when you start focusing on yourself. And you can do that without giving up on everybody else around you.
Mo, what does self-care look like for you?
I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking to myself, like, is there anything I do? I don't know if this exercise counts. As self-care?
Yeah, it can. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't count that as self-care, but you can.
I think society would count that as self-care. If you exercise, you feel better, right?
After. See, that's why I don't know if it's true self-care, because it doesn't feel good during. Like, I hate every second of
that's
it.
That's a good question. Like, does it have to be something you enjoy? Or can it be something self-care that, like, for some people, working out isn't an enjoyable activity, but they know it's beneficial to them?
Yeah, you don't have to enjoy it. It's just, does it benefit you in some way? You could literally start taking probiotics or vitamins, and that counts as self-care. It's anything you can do for yourself, either mentally or physically, that will benefit you in the long run.
Tommy?
Cassie mentioned something earlier. I want to know what it is. What is gua sha?
Oh, let us tell you about
like
the gua sha.
It sounds like a bowl you'd order at Chipotle.
Really quick, before Cassie, because I know Abby knows what it is. I know what it is. I want Mo to throw out some guesses of what gua sha is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gua sha. It's not a drink at Dunkin' Donuts?
It is not. Okay. I appreciate the shout out, though.
Oh, hey, I got you. Some kind of yoga move.
No, but that's like a good guess. It is a great guess.
That's not bad.
But totally incorrect.
Why I seem so shocked that I did something good? I don't
understand. Better guess than a Chipotle bowl. But now I know what I'm getting for lunch. It is a like healing routine that stems from China that you use a jade tool that's cut in a very weird shape to drain your lymphatic system in your face. So it helps depuff your face, but also kind of get toxins out.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a facial massage thing too. So I use oil and I give myself a face massage and I kind of do it. It's supposed to like tone and thin out your face and get rid of swelling, but I just do it because it feels nice.
Gotcha.
I just thought of something for everybody. This weekend, I drove by and the sign was up. This weekend, this Sunday, by my house in Powder Springs, there's this alpaca farm, and they've got alpaca yoga.
That is self-care.
Yes, weekend plans.
I want to see Tommy doing alpaca yoga.
That would
be self-care, me just watching Tommy doing alpaca yoga.
I'm just afraid I'll fart.
I guarantee it won't smell worse than the alpacas.
I'm over here. Okay, so Cassie, if you're going to adopt self-care summer, I'm just going to embrace lazy girl summer. Is that all right?
That's a form of self-care, so you can do both at once.
All right, Mo, I need closure. I don't know if we have followed up on whether or not Romeo, who is not here today, conveniently, so we can talk about him, if he ever paid off his bet to you, because he was supposed to drive you somewhere the equivalent of $500 worth of a drive.
Right. That was the initial bet, which was taking a while because, well, for one, I was out of town a couple of times. And then the one weekend where we had it set up where he was supposed to come pick me and my family up for my comedy show, which would have cleared all debts, he did not do. So he had a last chance opportunity to save himself in taking me to the airport is what I believe we decided on. And if he didn't take me to the airport, then he had to bungee jump.
Got it. Okay, so just the ride to the airport, but he didn't have to pick you up back from the airport.
I don't remember exactly what we said as the precedent on air. I was trying to. I can't remember if it was like it had to be round trip or not. Maybe it was, but if it was, then technically he did not fulfill his obligations because he only took me to the airport. He did not pick me up.
Oh, how was that ride, by the way?
He wasn't the happiest. I was pretty much giving it to him the entire time about having to just like, because I sat in the back purposely. I didn't want to sit in the front with him. I wanted it to feel like he was giving me a ride. And so I enjoyed it. I kept asking him to like turn the air up, turn it down, put the music on, change the station. I annoyed him the entire time there to try to get my money's worth.
Got it. And we were talking about Maybox earlier because of a Burt Show drama email that we had. And you had informed us that you have been in a Maybach, which if you don't know what it is, it's a very luxurious brand of Mercedes. This thing starts at $185,000. Mm-hmm. I come to find out it comes with a driver, which I was completely unaware of. But we talked off the air whose car it was, but go ahead and tell everybody whose Maybach you were riding in.
So quite a few years ago, when I was in my younger 20s, I used to write music for Murder, Inc. I used to help. I was one of the songwriters. And so because I was writing a lot of the songs back then, I had the privilege of riding in the back of Irv Gotti's Maybach quite a few times.
Is it a Maybach or a Maybach?
Everybody pronounces it differently, but I don't know what the official correct term is. But it is to this day the only time, because I'm 6'3", I remember being able to literally lay down in the back of a vehicle.
How is that even possible? Like, how long is this thing?
It's like, it's so weird because when you sit in it, you can obviously it's more leg room than you've ever experienced. But the way that it reclines, like it's like the seat can go back and forward at the same time. Uh-huh. And before you know it, somehow you back there fully stretched out. It's incredible.
Apparently, we've all been pronouncing Maybach wrong.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. It's a German word. And apparently you're supposed to pronounce it Maybach.
My back.
As in, like, my back hurt.
Not in that backseat. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.